drug prices are a problem in the U.S. for patients and for insurance companies. To control costs, insurers sometimes use a tool called step therapy. It requires patients who are prescribed expensive medication to try more cost-effective alternatives before stepping up to the medication that costs more. Critics say step therapy can delay effective treatment and the health system more. As Patty White reports, that's why some patients and advocates in Maine are backing a state bill that would give patients more control in their drug choices.
16-year-old Olivia Cooper says she knows what it's like to take medication that doesn't work. She has epilepsy. About 5 years ago, her doctors wanted to put her on a new expensive medication, but her insurance company wouldn't approve it, so she had to stick with cheaper alternatives.
With the different medications, sometimes I was really depressed, sometimes I was really angry.
Cooper shared her experience in the halls of the State House recently with her mom, Brooke, who says that the side effects of the medications also gave her daughter head and stomach aches.
And the biggest thing was uncontrolled seizures. She was having hundreds of seizures every day, seizures every night, seizures that not only impacted her ability to go to school, to just get through the day, but also put her at a very high risk of SUDEP, which is sudden unexplained death in epilepsy, which is a side effect that very few people think about unless you're in that position where you have to.
This went on for 9 months, Brooke says, until she successfully appealed. It's unclear why the appeals took so long, but Olivia, who's now doing well, doesn't want others to go through what she did. The Coopers support a bill sponsored by Democratic Representative Charlotte Warren that would make it easier for patients to get exceptions from step therapy. It has the backing of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, whose spokeswoman is Hillary Schneider.
The bill does not prohibit insurance companies from using this practice. It makes sure that they play by fair rules in instituting these practices.
The bill would automatically grant exceptions and appeals to step therapy if insurers don't make a decision on requests within 24 to 72 hours, depending on the urgency of the case. The bill also provides an override so that if a patient has already tried an alternative medication under a different insurer, there's no need to try it again. The legislature passed a similar bill last year, but former Governor Paula Page vetoed it. The move was supported by the Maine Association of Health Plans.
Health insurers use step therapy to promote quality and efficacy.
Catherine Pelletreau is a spokeswoman for the association, which represents Anthem, Aetna, Cigna, Harvard Pilgrim, and Community Health Options. She says step therapy in its current form is an effective tool to ensure patients get the right drugs.
And also to help protect patients from being saddled with higher copayments and out-of-pocket costs for their prescriptions.
Which is increasingly important, Pelletreau says, as the price of prescriptions outpaces other healthcare costs.
Step therapy is one of the tools that health plans and employers are able to use to help manage those costs.
Some studies have found that step therapy does reduce costs for insurers, but other research suggests that the practice may increase healthcare costs overall. Bill Murphy of the Epilepsy Foundation of New England, which supports the Maine proposal, says when patients have a bad reaction after switching medications, they often use the health system more.
They end up calling ambulances, hospital visits, unnecessary tests, when the doctors had prescribed the medication that they knew was best for this individual.
That's been the case for Lori Schneiders, an assistant psychology professor at the University of Maine Machias. She has rheumatoid arthritis.
In step therapy, I've gone into anaphylaxis a couple of times because I'm highly allergic to a lot of drugs.
For years, Schneiders says, she had to try cheaper alternatives to her medications once a year.
Oh, yeah, every January. This is something people don't realize, but when you renew on a med, the insurance company reviews it.
Schneiders says she wants to keep healthcare costs down, but she also thinks she should be allowed to stay on a medication regimen if it's working. She's hoping Maine will join the 20 or so other states that have enacted patient protection laws for step therapy. Meanwhile, at the federal level, the use of step therapy recently expanded to Medicare Advantage Part B drugs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.